Trump vows to fight epidemic of human trafficking. The reality of human trafficking that's going on around the world, especially by elitists, is outrageous. And the fact that we have an individual who is willing to call it an epidemic is just awesome. Now, as you all know, I don't support Trump. I'm not a big Trump supporter. But I will tell you, this language is pretty awesome. But I want to know, why in the world mainstream media is not plastering this everywhere? This is some good coming out of the Trump administration, yet we're not seeing this on CNN headlines. I didn't see it. I mean, I don't have the a TV or with the TV station CNN, but I didn't see this plastered all over Google News either. Instead, I had to go find it. But this is an AP, Associated Press story. President Donald Trump says he will bring the full force and weight of the U.S. government to combat an epidemic of human trafficking. Now, of course, we know the reality. The people that are involved with this elitist system, they're involved in human trafficking. Pizzagate. There is now a possibility we could see that come to the light. And that right there, folks, would be incredible. But of course, we know what happens when they get close to being caught. They slither away. The president is meeting at the White House with senior advisors and representatives of organizations that deal with trafficking. His daughter Ivanka Trump is among those in attendance. Trump calls human trafficking a problem that is not talked about enough. He says he will order the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security to take a hard look at the resources they are devoting to addressing the issue. Good on him. This is most likely why the liberal, Democrat, mainstream media, fake stream media, is not reporting on the good things that Trump is doing. Democrats are declaring total war on Trump. Democrat Party leaders are planning to agree on a strategy of all-out war against President Donald Trump at meetings this weekend, rather than work to achieve their policy goals through compromise. Following the selection that devastated the party's power at every level of government, some in the party were considering a strategy of working with the Trump administration to get things done. Indeed, Trump has signaled he would be willing to cross the aisle to achieve some less than conservative policy changes he has taken up. But senior party officials told the New York Times that option is likely off the table, and those inside the party who favor an aggressively confrontational strategy will win out. Democrats have all but cast aside any notion of consultation with the White House, the NYT reports. Instead, they are mimicking the Republican approach of the last 8 years, the party of no, and wagering that brash obstruction will pay similar dividends. Now, this is an article that was on the Huffington Post. And for a minute, it really, really caught me as, whoa, did the Huffington Post just change momentum? Did it finally wake up? Trump is absolutely right about Sweden. This was posted on 2/22/2017. Of course, this is an archive.is page. Let's continue. Sweden has huge problems because of liberal immigration policy. Many journalists around the world are eager to condemn Trump no matter what when he tweeted about immigration in Sweden a few days ago. The social media exploded. Most of the opponent said that Trump had made up the immigration problem Sweden is having. They are wrong. Only hours later, there was a riot of violence and destructions by immigrants in the capital of Sweden, Stockholm. The police were forced to shoot with ammunition to put an end to it, as you all know. This is translated, I believe, from Swedish language to English. I probably said that wrong because I got to show you this. Look, they deleted it. This is the actual URL and everything. HuffingtonPost.com/entry/Trump is absolutely right about Sweden. This post from the Huffington Post contributor platform is no longer available on our site. But it was. Censorship. And of course, we know for a fact that there was no way in the world this sort of language was going to stay on the Huffington Post. Can you believe that this was originally posted? But of course, they took it down. It's a bloodbath at the State Department. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is cleaning house at the State Department, according to a report. Staffers in the offices of Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources, as well as counselor, were shown the door Thursday, according to CBS News. Many of those let go were on the building's seventh floor. Top floor bigs, a symbolically important sign to the rest of the diplomatic corps that their new boss has different priorities than the last one. The staffing changes came as Tillerson was on his first foreign trip, attending a G20 meeting in Germany. As part of the transition from one administration to the next, we continue to build out our team. The State Department is supported by a very talented group of individuals, both Republicans and Democrats, State Department spokesman R.C. Hammond told CBS. We are appreciative to any American who dedicates their talents to public. He added, this week's round of firings marks the second time State Department personnel have been cleared out since President Trump took office last month. There's a lot going on right now, and I told you it's all deep state. Here is yet more manipulation going on. Reddit is being manipulated by big financial service companies. Here is the actual article by Forbes with it. Reddit is being manipulated by big financial service companies. I work with a number of accounts on Reddit that we can use to change the conversation, and make it a bit more positive. This was the startling admission of a professional-looking marketing agency that in a phone call with me openly bragged about manipulating conversations on Reddit. This wasn't a one-off, nor was it the result of weeks of plumbing the depths of the dark web looking for shilling services. Finding this agency and several others took less than a few hours of basic Googling. The business of internet shilling, posing as a genuine forum user, but being in the employ of a corporation to promote their work, is booming. And it has been for a long time, from fake Amazon reviews to the U.S. Army astroturfing social media. Comment manipulation is as old as the very concept of internet forums. There are several things mentioned within this that are literally part of the big reason why so many accounts on Reddit are being shut down or censored. Why so much information across the web is being censored, because a big company is paying good money to shut that information down. Now, of course, just yesterday we saw that Google ended up blacklisting Natural News. And, of course, Google's claiming that they violated some term of service or whatever that basically got them violated and totally wiped off of Google. If they were to reverse or undo whatever regulation they violated, they would be put back on Google. That's, of course, according to Gizmodo, whatever it's called. But in reality, we know why they were. Big Pharma came and Big Pharma hit and Big Pharma paid. For far too long, people have been so sick and tired of this Big Pharma. And of course, people are wondering, well, why do I feel like this, or why is my health this way? Well, a lot of times it's because of the drugs that Big Pharma is handing out and making so much off of people who are in pain. Fake comments and fake conversations, being hard to spot, especially when they're made by specialist agencies, make shilling a big business. Nowhere is this more apparent than on Reddit. I would argue YouTube, being the world's 22nd most popular website and the US's 7th, makes it a popular target because of the hundreds of millions of eyeballs it attracts every month. Now, of course, I can't really say that YouTube is that bad. But, like, I'm talking about, when I say that bad, I'm talking about on the scale of what's going on at Reddit. In December last year, I managed to place two entirely fake news stories onto influential subreddits with millions of subscribers and vote them up to the top with fake accounts and fake upvotes for less than $200. It was simple, cheap, and effective. What I hadn't realized at the time was how widespread this shilling issue was. Professional marketing agencies with offices in several different countries offer these services, often under the guise of reputation management. They don't specifically talk about manipulating conversations online, instead using coded dog whistle language like targeted techniques and competitor slander. But to verify that these companies are selling professional forum manipulation services, I had to get in contact. So I developed a backstory and called a few agencies. Now, of course, I'm not going to go to page two. I've already heard enough, and I think that we can all agree. If you want to read this one, go to christiantruther.com/news. Go to the other links. You can find it there. But I think we can all agree that the amount of censorship and the shills and trolls that are being put out to alter opinions and, of course, censor alternative media is outrageous. One of the biggest companies that would rival Reddit is Facebook. Facebook Zuckerberg is lobbying for a new world order. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook founder, wrote in a 5,800-word manifesto his personal vision of recreating the world in his image, an image that includes a true global community that works for all of us, he said in an interview with the Associated Press. The piece entitled Building Global Community comes as Donald Trump Make America Great Again mantra fueled him to the White House. It also comes on the heels of Brexit, another vote that seemed to underscore a backlash against elite governance and establishment political policies that place the world's interest above those of a sovereign nation or individual. Now, of course, we already know what Zuckerberg's goal is, using empathy to quote-unquote connect, when in reality they're using the empathy to create the hive mind. Global consciousness and technology, they go hand in hand. Big tech giants dominate the economy. And of course, their tactics and their endgame have all been foretold in the Bible. What's coming down the turnpike is an incredibly interconnected, artificially controlled world. Bill Gates said that one of the original ideologies of creating the internet was actually, it's just a bridge between what they really want, and that's called the neural net. This is common knowledge. I think I did an article about this last year. Basically, an artificial intelligence sits at the helm or sits at the control, and the neurons are you and me, the people. We don't have a computer for the interface. We are that interface. Controlled by an artificial intelligence, or as they like to say, communicating with the artificial intelligence, asking questions or using the assistant services through thought. A lot of people would wipe that off as sci-fi, but Bill Gates, the almost trillionaire, openly, publicly stated that, alongside Elon Musk. There's a lot more that's coming out right now with technology, and of course, you need to know about this. There's a lot more that's coming with the New World Order. There's a lot more that's even coming with, of course, the takeover, the New Age takeover. We just released a massive exclusive on this particular topic. Go to christiantruther.com/info to find out more about it and how you can watch along. Family Christian book chain is closing its 240 U.S. stores. This is sad. Family Christian, the biggest U.S. Christian bookstore chain, said on Thursday it was going out of business and planned to close its 240 stores across 36 states. We have prayerfully looked at all possible options, trusting God's plan for our organization, and the difficult decision to liquidate is our only recourse, the company's president said in a statement. Despite improvements in product assortment and the store experience, sales continued to decline, he noted. In addition, we were not able to get the pricing and terms we needed from our vendors to successfully compete in the market. The chain filed for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy in February 2015 with more than $120 million in debt in the face of a sales slump amid growing competition from online stores. Bricks and mortar rivals also took business away from by stocking best-selling Christian market titles and Bibles. I got to explain to you what's happening here. Hang on. Let's read through some more. The company trailed Barnes & Noble with 640 stores, and Books a Million, which describes itself as the second largest U.S. book retailer and operates more than 260 stores, according to its website. Family Christian's bankruptcy was noteworthy as U.S. bankruptcy judge John Gregg took the unusual step of finding that the company's auction of its business was flawed and ordered a new sale. Now, of course, there's a lot to this. One of them, of course, is the point that a Christian bookstore is going out of business, and that's terribly sad. Number two is, I believe that they were forced out of business. The bigger stores, called Barnes & Noble, and of course Books a Million, in my opinion, could have easily manipulated the decline. Here's how. So Barnes & Noble picks up the top sellers from the Christian category, sells them just for a little while, so people no longer have to go to the select Christian store. They just go to Barnes & Noble, where they're already going to go buy their other books, so they're just going to buy it online. The Christian store loses business, and of course then the Christian store goes out of business. Now Barnes & Noble can stop selling Christian books, and of course, maybe now you get it. Now, of course, that is all just a guess, but given how Christians are being pushed out of business everywhere, it's not a far stretch. However, of course, in this changing time, of course, God doesn't change, but time does change. We're witnessing the rise of the online store. Several other stores are going out of business as well. JCPenney to close up 140 stores offer buyouts. Plans to close 130 to 140 stores and offer buyouts to 6,000 workers as the department store industry sags in competition with online sellers and nimble niche retailers. The company said Friday that it would shutter 13% to 14% of its locations and introduce new goods and services aimed at the shifting preferences of its customer base. We are literally seeing the transformation. Arctic Doomsday Seed Vault receives 50,000 new deposits. Nearly 10 years after a Doomsday Seed Vault opened on an Arctic island, some 50,000 new samples from seed collections around the world have been deposited in the world's largest repository built to safeguard against wars or natural disasters wiping out global food crops. The Svalbard Global Seed Vault, a gene bank built underground on the isolated island in the permafrost zone, some 1,000 kilometers, 620 miles from the North Pole, was opened in 2008 as a master backup to the world's other seed banks, in case their deposits are lost. Now again, this just received 50,000 new deposits. It's got to make you wonder what's going on. Russia calls for a post-West world order. New world order agenda is coming to fruition. So we have 50,000 seeds being delivered to the vault in case of something happening. And you've got China and Russia both trying to squeeze the U.S. out of the way. Makes you wonder if something is going to take place. The world is currently undergoing a stability crisis that could lead to World War III and end in a new world order. The state of geopolitics have gone multipolar, and the days of the United States, the West, being the dominant force in a bipolar world are coming to an end. Welcome to the multipolar world order. Now again, we've been covering this a lot lately, so I'm not going to read the intro to what is exactly going on, but what I'm going to tell you is what Russia said. Russia recently called for the end of the current world political system, which is dominated by the West, and stated that they desire a pragmatic relationship with the United States. India also claims that the West-led global order has reached its limits and is calling for other countries to rise to power to replace the U.S. It is evident that over the course of the last several years, the U.S. has been deliberately weakened by rogue forces within our government. It is also clear that other agenteurs have worked tirelessly to enlarge other countries around the world, thus bringing us to our current situation of multipolarity. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called on Saturday for an end to a world order dominated by the West and said Moscow wanted to establish a pragmatic relationship with the U.S. Lavrov was speaking at the Munich Security Conference shortly after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told the audience Washington remained unwavering in its commitment to the U.S.-led NATO military alliance as it faced a more assertive Russia. Now, of course, here's India. The quest to reimagine the ethic and vocabulary of globalization is not Indians alone. In January, President Xi Jinping, which is China, donned the mantle of benefactor of the World Economic Forum in Davos and made a case for free trade and China's unfettered access to Western markets. On the same day, Prime Minister Modi, which has opened the Rasinia Dialogue in New Delhi by stating boldly, globally connected societies, digital opportunities, technology shifts, knowledge boom, and innovation are leading the march of humanity. But walls within nations, a sentiment against trade and migration, and rising protectionist attitudes across the globe are also in stark evidence. The result, globalization gains are at risk and economic gains are no longer easy to come by. Now, globalization narrative is being reimagined by the leaders of both China and India. This has economic implications, but comes with political baggage too. Did you hear that? The globalization narrative is being reimagined by the leaders of both China and India. The United Nations, the EU, they are all teaming up with China and India. As if this wasn't a plan. As if these alliances aren't going to keep shifting. We see what's going on. That's why I kind of just did a short little update on this here. Because, of course, this is from yesterday, you guys, if you guys remember. But now Russia joins in as well. And of course, Russia's called for something like this, very similar, recently as well. Something's coming. I hate saying that. But it's evident. China, Russia, India, other world powers are calling for a new world order or a post-West world order. And of course, that would be called the multipolar world order that they're trying to actively squeeze certain countries out. It's evident. The question is, do you see it? Let me know what you think. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. God bless and carry on.